Let's talk cards. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Jamie Crossan. And yes, the National is getting closer, but I know there's some NBA names that you want to talk about, and we will certainly get into that. But I'm hearing more and more chatter from other voices in the hobby, Jamie, about a LeBron boom and how, like, there's speculation that the LeBron boom, even though things are going up, as well as, I mean, we talked about this with GOATs last time we sat down to chat, Jamie, but with obviously, you know, Kobe going up and Steph and Michael Jordan, there's some speculation. I've heard multiple people say this, and I kind of agree that the LeBron boom hasn't really happened yet. And I think I agree with them. I still think all of this stuff in comparison probably isn't as high as it should be.
I totally agree. I mean, there's going to be, I think LeBron is the best investment in sports right now, but not even just because I'm a LeBron fan. This guy has the longest career in NBA history. Every team he's gone to, he's won a championship. So that in itself, you're seeing that with Brunson right now. It places a premium and an extra punch on the cards. And so you can go to Cleveland, get him in his Cleveland uniform. That's where he was a rookie, and he won a championship. Arguably the greatest championship ever won. I mean, coming down against that 70-plus win Warriors team, 3-1, it's never been accomplished in NBA history. And so there's these iconic moments. He has arguably his signature moment, you know, the block by James on Andre Iguodala to – save the game essentially right before Kyrie's big shot. And so you've got the Cleveland aspect, and all this Cleveland stuff because of those factors is valuable. Then he was back-to-back MVP going into Miami. He was a multiple championship winner, some of the best championship, the Ray Allen shot, also one of right. In my top five of most watchable, memorable finals experiences when Ray Allen hit that shot. They were bringing out Zach. They were bringing out, they had taped off the court. It was over. And Allen hits that shot. They go into overtime. The Heat win. You and I have talked about, you know, going to the National and finding Heat LeBron. And that's a market that is unique because it's only a 4-year window. He stayed at Cleveland for, I think, about 8 years. Then he stayed at the Lakers for 8 years, and then he's going to have a 4-year window. So there's only a limited amount of cards. So that for the Heat cards creates a premium.
Yeah.
And then
of course his Lakers championship was in the bubble, the COVID season, which is obviously right. Unique and historic, not for the same reasons, obviously, but still impactful. So, you know, with him coming back, and at the time of us sitting down to talk about this, we don't know where he's going. You know, you can look at odds and kind of guess, and some of it makes more sense than others for sure. But the element of, I think they're all of those places, all of his types of cards are valuable for different reasons. I mean, Lakers are one of the biggest brands in sports. Obviously, Miami is when he won his first championships, and it's almost kind of cool. You know, it's like, I don't know if a lot of people will remember him as my, I will. I prefer that era of basketball the most, but obviously what he did at Cleveland was incredible too. So there's different reasons to collect all of those. But with him saying he's coming back and playing another year, I do think there were some people kind of stocking up on some of this stuff, getting ready for that retirement jump. And that's not happening yet. So I think whether it's one more year, two more years, however many more years, like, I still think when he retires, all of his stuff is going to skyrocket.
So you've got a couple of big booms that are coming on top of this storied career. You've got the retirement boom. When he announces, if he announces the year before his last year that he plays, which everyone anticipates. Everyone anticipates that he will, when that time comes, state in some shape, form, or fashion, perhaps prior to the season. And we don't know for sure. But if he states prior to the season that he's retiring, this is his last year, you can expect that boom to take off at that point. Now, if he goes to the Golden State Warriors or a different team, just call it a different team. If he doesn't return to Cleveland, if he doesn't return to Miami, if you get him in a new uniform, and if he has another stellar year at age 42 in that uniform, then that uniform, that last year of Carr, like let's just say that, let's pretend for a second that he, for argument's sake, goes to Golden State this year and it's his last year, and he has another all-star caliber year, then that means in his storied 24-year career, there's only 1 year that he'll have a Warriors jersey. And so that in itself is going to create a premium. And if that's his last year, oh, look out. And if let's just pretend they win a championship, which odds are they won't. But say they did, right? Crazier things have happened. Nobody predicted the Knicks either. So if the Golden State Warriors were to win a championship in this hypothetical, can you imagine what that would do to those cards?
Well, I mean, it's similar to it's not exact, but it is similar to Brady and Tampa stuff.
Right.
Where it's like, sure, remembered as a Patriot for forever, but the Tampa era at the very end was awesome. It was so great.
Yeah.
And so that stuff's almost kind of niche and super cool, like his Bucks uni, and it'll always be that way. And every few years, I'm sure Topps will print, you know, him and Bucks stuff, and that's going to have, you know, a different type of market, and maybe there will be a premium on it. So, I think the LeBron boom, I don't think it's happened yet. It's going up, as we talked about last time, as it should, but I still don't think it's where it needs to be in comparison to other GOATs. I do think some of that is he has a lot of stuff. When you compare it to, like, you know, old Jordan, there's only so much. There's so much more LeBron, early year LeBron, than there is Jordan. There's so much more early LeBron than there is a Steph. But I still think there's plenty of demand to meet all of that. So that's, you know, I said last time when we were talking about, like, what we want for the National last week. I mean, I'm gonna have to pay very aggressively at the National for LeBron, Miami Heat stuff. And that's okay. I'm looking forward to doing that. You sent me a lot of names as far as, like, all right, who should we be buying right now? I think they're all NBA players, but you're an NBA guy.
Right.
Which makes total sense. Now it's the time to buy NBA players. So.
Yeah. Especially with NBA free agency. I'll say one other thing about LeBron before we jump to the other NBA and talk about some of the free agency switches that have happened from superstars jumping to teams, role players potentially getting bigger roles, a la James Harden when he left Oklahoma City to go to the Rockets. I was interested. On a fantasy team, I jumped all over Harden. I made him an early pick, and it rewarded me well. I won my fantasy league that year on the back of Harden. I'll say this about LBJ. You know, it's been widely reported that he's had, you know, he owns a production company. And so it's been widely reported that he has been collecting since he was in high school, documented footage of his career. And so when they drop that documentary down the road after he retires, I think you can expect another LeBron boom when that
happens. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be a cultural moment to watch all of that and relive all of that together. Absolutely. That'll be awesome. That's a great point.
Yeah. It'll have to be, because of his long career, it'll have to be like a mini series, you know, sort of.
Oh, you could have similar. I mean depending on how early they started it and how much they have. I mean, you could make seasons of it. You could do season one of his first into the Cavs, season two with Miami, season three back with the Cavs, season four with LA. Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's going to happen. In what format it happens, who knows? Yeah. But when that doc drops, man, it's going to I don't even remember what the last dance drop
stuff too. I mean, everybody's going to want to have a piece of, you know, telling the LeBron story. It won't be as good as LeBron telling LeBron's story, but
right.
That'll still be awesome. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, you want to give it to some of the other names? Yeah.
Yeah. For sure, man. You know, I wanted to talk about Wemby. You know, we talked about this last week. His finals loss, we studied how he had created a temporary dip. Everybody kind of freaked out. Oh, Wemby didn't have the greatest finals and his stuff dropped and it's already rebounded significantly. If you haven't caught that episode, it's a good one talking about those numbers. So I'll ask you, Zach, is Victor Wembanyama for you, is he a buy, is he a sell, or is he a hold?
Gosh, I think you can make the argument for all of them. Depending on when you bought them, does it make sense to sell and get out? Like, possibly. But for me right now, as somebody who doesn't have any Wemby, if I had it, I would not sell it. So I'd be a hold in that situation. But I also think you can buy it right now and be totally fine. So I think that's kind of a tricky question. But if you have it, hold them. If you don't have it, I would buy them. Yeah, I think it's, circumstantial there.
Yeah, I think the wisest move, you want to get the most bang for your buck for a Wemby card, is to hold right before preseason. I think that's when you're going to experience the biggest jump for him. And you're seeing some situations where his cards have reinvigorated themselves. They've jumped back to sort of the pre-finals loss. Like we took a look at the Silver Prism base PSA 10 last week, and it's had a $3,300 sale, which is where it was before. So I think that I agree with you, depending on when you bought it, if you were lucky enough to buy in the dip, I mean, you know, you're sitting on probably a $600, $700 profit.
Yeah.
If you are looking to buy, I think if you find a deal, buy it, but I think you're going to have a hard time buying because of that resurgence.
Yeah. And to your point, like, the best time to sell right before the season, best time to buy in the in the near future, probably a month or two into the season, depending on what kind of start he has. Something you're going to hear at the National a ton, Jamie, and something you hear at card shows just throughout the summer, especially when you talk about football, but it's the same with any sport, is you're going to say, oh, it'll go up when the season starts. And that's just not true. That just doesn't happen. And I think Drake May is a prime example of that. It's like, he was hot last summer and then he's incredible last year. And until the Super Bowl run, his stuff dipped. So it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how much you're winning. The preseason hype is like the pinnacle in almost every situation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have your outliers. We've talked about that before, but by and large, I would say 98%. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Another guy, looking at Cooper Flagg, you've got your preseason hype, rookie of the year. He had a phenomenal rookie season. I think if anyone's going to benefit from the preseason hype, like we're talking about, Cooper Flagg is going into a second year, because all that he has, you'll have some of your new product that's hitting the shelves, and you'll be able to get some second year stuff. But by and large, the majority of his stuff will be his rookie season. And so, is this another Wemby situation? But buy before he plays. Where are you on Flag right now? Are you buy, sell, or hold
right now?
What motivates that?
I don't think the Mavericks are in a spot to compete. And so there's no like what's a situation where he shoots up? And I don't think Cooper's going to be an MVP. I think he's going to be very good, but is he going to be a second year MVP player? Like, I don't think so.
No.
I think Cooper's a guy you buy mid-season next year, because I don't think the Mavs are going to be too great. Now, if they are and Cooper flags why, then you missed the boat, and I'll have missed the boat in that scenario. But yeah, that's my take and guess on Cooper.
Yeah, I think that's wise. I don't think he's going to be an MVP candidate. I think he's very good. I think that, but this new incoming class is going to be lights out as well. AJ DeBanza is a beast. Daryl Peterson.
You end up moving that AJ DeBanza you got?
I did. Yeah, I actually worked a trade for
25 or something.
I think it was, it's out of 25, and it was an auto. I moved it before draft, which the guy I moved it to, someone I've done business with quite a bit, shout out to Justin. He and I worked a trade. I don't do a lot of trades, but I trust him, and we had a good fair trade, and I hope he did well, because the Bansa turned out to be the number one pick. That could only help that card.
Yeah. Hope he moves it before pro stuff comes out.
Yeah, I told him that. I said, you're probably going to need to move that before.
Just if you're watching, you should have it. Move it. Move it. Move it.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards. Do you consider Anthony Edwards one of the faces of the league right now?
So I'm a very casual NBA fan, and Anthony Edwards is probably my favorite player. So, yeah. Yeah, I love him.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, LaMelo Ball went. Did you see that? Where LaMelo Ball was traded to the Wolves? So he'll be a running mate now with Anthony Edwards. I'm not sure exactly how that impacts his market. I don't think LaMelo moves the needle in terms of a championship. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the T-Wolves weren't winning and getting close. They'll probably stay in that spot. But, yeah, I would love for LaMelo to help them get over that bump for sure. I haven't watched LaMelo that much. I've seen highlights and stuff. So I don't know as far as like game to game, possession to possession stuff. But Ant is a guy that a lot of people want. I think Ant's an incredibly safe buy, and especially his rookie earlier stuff, which he's starting to slowly get older here. Ant's one of my, Ant's probably my favorite player in the league right now.
What would you rather have? Would you rather have $1,000 Anthony Edwards or $1,000 Luka?
For me personally, Ant. I also think from an investment standpoint, Ant.
Okay. So you'd put him above Luka Doncic?
I would.
Even with the Lakers market, even with them kind of building around him, you still think Ant is more marketable? Just personally,
are the Lakers a contender with LeBron leaving?
You know, they just added Walker Kessler, our guy. Shout out to Auburn.
I know. Love Walker. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Walker played like 5 games last year, right?
Yeah, but he's healthy. He's coming back, and he's healthy.
Yeah, I'm all for – I'd love some Walker Kessler Lakers stuff. That'll be fun. But, yeah, I – if I had to pick, I would say I would prefer to have $1,000 in Ant than $1,000 in Luka.
Okay, what about this? What would you rather have? Would you rather have a $2,500 Wimby or a $2,500 LeBron?
LeBron.
Me too.
But I will add a caveat. Like, if it's a card that's come out since Wimby's been in the league, I think there's a conversation about it. Like, would I rather have, like, a Wimby versus a modern LeBron? Possibly. But if I have $2,500, I mean, you can get a pretty solid early year LeBron patch, like low numbered, good looking game used patch.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have that. Like early year Cleveland stuff. Okay, I'd much rather
question.
Have that.
Would you? Yeah. Speaking of, man, I've been on eBay. I've been snagging some LeBrons that are beautiful. Nice. I just snagged a LeBron patch. I'll have to show you. But last question here. I'm interested. Would you rather, for a long-term investment, would you rather have Cooper Flagg or Caitlin Clark?
That's a great question. Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg. Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Caitlin Clark.
She, I mean, I think there's a strong argument there. I would still I would go with Cooper long term. I don't correct me if I'm wrong here. Like I'm casually following, what Caitlin's doing, but it seems like she's hurt a lot.
She has been hurt. Well, I mean,
luster because she's hurt all the time.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and the refs don't do a great job of protecting her at all.
No.
I mean,
absolutely not. And she's like the main reason why a lot of people started paying attention to the WNBA.
Oh, for sure.
I don't really know why the WNBA is like okay with that happening. Like she's the face. That'd be crazy. Can you imagine the NBA just letting people like just hit LeBron unfairly over and over again? Like that'd be crazy. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense for sure. And that's another discussion. But I think help. To me, Caitlin is the stronger investment, because not that she's a better player than Cooper, obviously, but she's two women to the WNBA. She is what Jordan was. And I think that that level of prestige, like to your point, nobody was watching the WNBA until Caitlin. I mean, Caitlin has brought in a ton of viewership. And so in the same way that Jordan. In the same way that Jordan brought a lot of notoriety to the NBA, especially with the Dream Team and those things, bringing it internationally, his performances, his championships. I think that if Caitlin were to win a championship, look out. I mean, I think that.
No question.
And the Fever's good.
If she were to win one, absolutely. But I mean, you could say the same with Cooper, right? If Cooper were to win one the next three or 4 years, you know, that market would explode too. I also think there's probably a wider base of folks. Like, if I'm talking purely investing, not collecting or anything like that, but purely investing, there's more people that you could sell a Cooper to get your money out than a Caitlin Clark, I think. Now, obviously, she's the exception when you talk about, you know, WNBA cards and all that. There's still a lot of people that would take it. But I do think the base is a little bit wider for Cooper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You may be right.
Now, for my PC, I would rather have a Caitlin Clark than.
Yeah, me too.
This is an investing question. And I would, if I had to guess whose market is higher in a few years, I would probably still bet Cooper.
Yeah, man. I would go the other route. I would say Caitlin Clark. I just think that she brings some extra to the table. She's unique. She's a 3-point shooter. She's just got to stay healthy.
Yeah. If she's healthy, yeah, watch out. Because they probably will compete for a championship if she's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she brings a fair amount of hype with her as well. Like, not that Cooper doesn't, but I think it pales to Caitlin.
No question.
Yeah.
So fun questions. Let us know what y'all think down in the comments below. I think most people will agree with you on that last one, which is awesome. I'm fine. Totally fine. Jamie Crossan, I'm Zach Blackerby. This has been Let's Talk Cards.